Day late.
A snake.
Never a dollar short.
But if anything should make you happy, it's looking at the Western Conference standings in the NBA.
You know what? I need a smile on my face. Well, look at the Western Conference standings.
You can now eliminate one team.
I know, right?
Spurs
is done.
Watch them tank now and lose like 20 games in a row.
And get Cooper Flagg.
Next to win like with De'Aaron Fox.
I wouldn't put it past them.
That'd be awesome.
They've had so much luck in the draft lottery. Tim Duncan, Wimby.
No way the NBA allows that.
Why not?
You just not there. I'm sorry. They've had their fun. And they're going to have more fun with this guy.
He's not going to guarantee you a championship.
Well, just sticking Cooper Flagg. Just getting the first pick and then the first pick.
I know. That would suck.
Yeah. Okay, from Ranch. You're a kid and your mom or dad hand you $20 at a gas station for food for yourself.
Man.
What do you get?
As a kid?
As a kid.
Am I back in my kid days or now? Because the options are
endless
now.
It's gotta be kid days.
Yeah, kid days.
I'm getting some type of like now and later candy.
A lot of candy. And a lot of chips.
One soda, like just some Welch's grape or crush or something.
Maybe some gum.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah, Lots of gum. Was big back in the
$20 at a gas station is a lot.
If I had $20 as a kid when I walked into the gas station, I think I would have like 5 bags of stuff coming out.
Yeah.
What I got.
It'd be wonderful. All the nerds, all the bags of Skittles possible.
Some Boston baked beans.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I know. We found a bunch of candy one time, like in our youngest room. This was 2-3 years ago. And it was in like a Walgreens bag. And we were like, when'd you go to Walgreens? Or who'd you go to Walgreens with? What? And as we start piecing it together, we realize that our oldest, who didn't have a license at the time, at 15 or whatever, took the car with his brother up there, and they raided Walgreens. And they hoarded a bunch of candy and stuff. Oh, yeah. Get ready for that, dude.
That's awesome.
You can get ready for that.
Man, they just didn't ask Benson to pull the car around?
Would you let Benson just be?
I'm sorry, Master Davidson. Your father says I'm not to take you to Walgreens.
But here's the black card if you want to go get some candy.
The black card.
for candy.
Walgreens and just slap down the black card.
I'll have the store, thank you. What is the correct order to put on socks and shoes? Is it sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe? That's from Goth.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yeah, that's...
What kind of Russian idiot goes sock, shoe, sock, shoe? Do people do that?
Yeah, nobody does that. You put on a sock, you put on the other sock, and then you put on a shoe, and then the other shoe.
Okay, so how do you guys get dressed? Obviously, underwear first.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that consists of. And then do you go pants?
Yes.
You go pants before shirt?
Yes.
I usually do as well, yeah.
Because I feel like I can't Winnie the Pooh myself around the house. And sometimes
But let's say you're not walking around the house. Let's say all your clothes are right there.
Well, sometimes my pants aren't in the same closet as my shirt. And that's the normal.
Oh, yeah. He has to go into a secret Shawshank tunnel to get to the rest of his clothes. I forgot.
He hangs them up in the den.
You have a pant closet?
Yeah, my pants are in the closet in the office. And my shirts are in the closet in the guest
room. What are you doing?
Pants?
He has a butler and you have infinity closet.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No.
Unbelievable.
That's where they are. That's where they hang. My pants and my shorts are in the closet in the office.
Wait a
minute. My shirts are in the other one.
Your shorts?
Mm-hmm.
You hang your shorts?
Hell yeah. Oh.
What?
I don't do this. Who's going to hang one pair of shorts?
I hang all my shorts.
Are they clipped? Like those clipper hanger thingies?
No.
Well, you fold them over the bar?
Yeah. It's like my jeans. Where do you put jeans?
On my body.
When you put them in the closet.
They're not hanging.
You don't hang your jeans?
No.
I fold them and put them
with
yes, exactly. I fold
nothing.
Them and then just lay them. I lay them down.
Crumble them up and put them in the corner.
I fold them and I lay them down on a shelf.
No, right. All my jeans
stacked,
are hanging up, buddy.
Stacked on each other.
No. Yeah,
all pants.
I had some to stack.
Hanging
I'd do
in the
that.
Why?
Why not? But that's how they always
I have my
been.
Extra pair of jeans folded right now. And then above them, my one pair of shorts. And they're just right there together.
You have one pair of shorts?
Like, you have no reason to hang up anything because you don't have anything.
That's not true. I have a bunch of t-shirts. I hang those.
Okay, I hang up my t-shirts also.
Right. Yeah, I hang t-shirts for sure.
But... And shorts and jeans.
So, you like, your shorts are just like, just kind of both
do you hang
one
up
side
underwear?
On the...
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, but
why did it take you so long to think?
Because that's the most idiotic question you've ever asked.
But you had to think about it.
No,
you hang shorts. No one hangs shorts. You guys hang shorts in there?
Hell no.
Nope.
I don't even own shorts.
Because you guys have probably like three pair of shorts.
I have four, sir.
I have two pair of jeans, and one of those stays on a hanger, and the other one goes on the floor so I can wear tomorrow.
Again. I have an enormous amount of shorts.
Okay.
That I hang.
Enormous amount.
How many days in a row will you wear a pair of jeans?
In a row? None. Yeah. I never wear a pair of jeans 2 days in a row.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you
never
mean?
Never happened.
They're made for that.
No, they're not.
They were invented for the gold they're, rush
you know
people
what?
To
they're,
wear all the time.
Made, I'm on day like six right now.
Yeah.
When did I get these
they're,
Saturdays?
They're made for them to get a little air from your nasty asses.
That's
yeah,
what
they
the
get
buffer,
the air when I take them off.
That's what the underwear is for. Mm. It's a buffer.
Your drawers and your pants rub up against each other when you sit on your ass.
What are
you
but doing? My ass doesn't bleed through
but
my
yes,
underwear
yes,
into
do.
The... No, they don't.
You have butt sometimes. Juices
I don't have
that bleed
anal
through.
Leakage like
depends
you do.
On, just depends on the day.
I will not wear a pair of pants... 2 days in a row. That is not in my
you're
DNA.
Out, dude.
How many days in a row did I wear that one pair?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
You said you were doing a once a week wash, so it had to be no more than seven, right?
Yeah, but I would just wash them, walk
and then
around
wear
the house
them again.
In my shorts and put them on when they
counter.
Got out.
That restarts the
okay.
counter.
Well, I don't think so.
Because I wore them every day from Christmas Day.
You will
till
not see me wear a pair of pants 2 days.
However long 6 weeks
not
in a row
happening.
Is.
5 days in a row should be max, but I've definitely
no,
gone longer.
No, it shouldn't.
I wear a pair of jeans for like a month straight once without washing them. I mean.
That's disgusting.
It's jeans. They did it in the 1800s and
okay,
it's not a
you know
big
what?
Deal.
They also didn't bathe for 6 weeks
with
in the 1800s.
You and the way you eat and the gas that it produces and how it clouds the room, what do you think it's going through?
Man, that's a good point, but so what?
It's not like it's just you just tune and then it's not going anywhere. If I'm smelling it in a room, it had to filter out through your jeans that you're wearing.
That
and
is,
you just put them right back on.
That's a part of your body. It's a part of you.
Okay. I don't know how an explanation I can give more than that.
You're in the wrong, Donovan.
How am I in the wrong?
You're in the wrong.
You know it's
everyone
true.
Because it's six against
just
one.
Just because you nasty asses will do it doesn't make it right.
It does make it right.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Everybody does it.
No, they don't.
You're a minority in more ways than one.
You short hanger.
Oh, I don't care about that. There's no peer pressure to make me say, oh, you know what? I'll wear these pants again tomorrow. No, you won't see these pants on my body for another 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even more. And you know what? That's fine with me.
Maybe
because
ass,
I'm not doing it.
Maybe our asses are just cleaner.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the original point here. So when you dispose of your pants today,
mm-hmm.
will they be worn again before you put them in the wash?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Maybe not. No, I don't wash them out there everywhere.
Oh, okay, but it's the same thing that you were just
but
saying.
But I'm
to
not
me.
Putting them on again the next day.
What's
but
the
what
difference?
Is it? Yes.
The day after
it's
that.
Worse.
And then the day after that.
But you'll put it on
worse.
The next week.
Yeah, I will.
But that doesn't make sense.
It airs it out from y'all's stinky asses. I could tell you that
y'all
much.
Y'all sit there and collect filth from the
it's
air.
It's not on.
Amazing.
It's not on me.
My body's self-clean, so my pants are cleaner
how?
Than yours.
Yeah, but like if
how
you're
is your body self-clean.
If your dog that's
you
the
like
dumbest thing you've ever said.
Are you
said.
On a button on an elevator?
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it isn't. You but, shed.
But what
that's gonna add dirty.
You grow new
I hate to stop you there.
But like if your dog is farting in your room and your pants that you just had
are
on
hanging in the closet.
Yeah.
It's not going through there. What
you don't
are you
know.
Saying?
You don't know that.
That's...
All right, what's the hardest...
Man.
What's the hardest thing that Matt will listen to? Because yesterday you said that Pearl Jam was too hard for you.
I said some of it, like Jeremy.
Not even
Jeremy's
a heavy
too
song.
Hard for you?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
I'm okay, not talking like...
Welcome to the program.
I'm not talking about Better Man or something like that.
Right.
I'm talking about they have harder stuff.
Is it just... Is the guitar like too hard
yeah.
for you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's like, the hardest thing that you enjoy? That sounds gross.
Well...
What?
Not Norm.
Man, that's a good... I don't know. I, like classic rock. I like Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that.
Like when you go like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Would you listen to Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, I like some Led Zeppelin.
And you think Led Zeppelin is softer than Pearl Jam?
No. I'm saying I just used him as an example because of a couple
it was a
of
bad
songs.
Example.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was. God, I'm sorry.
Take those shots and hang them up.
This is what you get for poo-pooing all over Rage yesterday
and pizza.
God, and then you know,
I mean, it never ends.
Hearing you say that like, and look, I get it. Music is so subjective. I understand it. But as I'm driving in my car, listening to Lando, by the way, when
now the tables have turned.
When you're presenting, yeah, when you're Lando. Presenting Rage Against the Machine, at least give them the three or four radio hits.
Okay, was the thing. I didn't want to give them all the hits.
They don't know the difference.
I get that, but I gave them 14
right
songs initially.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not
and they
to
said,
double
hey.
Album.
You need to narrow that down, and I was trying to pick ones that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
And I think that's where we get in trouble as music lovers.
Oh, I got it on Twitter for not presenting the right songs.
Because yeah. you always because I think a lot of people who love a band always turns away from the hits.
They do.
Because they want to go deeper, and then yes. when you present it to someone else, maybe it's not giving...
They don't know.
Right. Right.
So they don't, like, these guys have no idea yeah, that Bulls on thing. Parade was a hit.
I did the same thing with him with Tribe Called Quest and tried to give the deeper cuts that I love because I love them so much, and it doesn't work out like that. You gotta start with the hits.
Yeah, you gotta give the top of it all. Like, yeah. let them scrape off the top. But then to hear Matt say that you really like Matchbox 20.
It's one of my favorite bands ever. That's just Rob Thomas by
checks
himself.
Out.
Just...
That's fine. They made a great living. They have multiple albums. A lot of people like them.
Yeah, I know.
They were at Rockfest 97.
Yeah.
That's rock.
Whatever.
Oh, we're fighting today.
Yeah, we are.
I don't care if you like them
or not.
Would
Jahmyr Gibbs win a 6A state title if he played on a 1A team?
What?
Would one guy that's like the most elite of the elite,
right.
especially in high school.
One. Yeah.
If Adrian Peterson.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Vince Young. If Vince Young was the quarterback on a 1A team, does he win the 6A championship?
No.
No, I don't think so.
There's no way.
Not with 1A talent around him.
Because he would constantly have 1A trying to block for him.
He has a 1A offensive line.
There's still 11 other dudes on that team that are 6A.
Like having to play Duncanville
and
or something
he,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he throws a dart to a 1A receiver that it sticks in his helmet.
He's running around.
Because he can't even catch it.
Now, yes, I do think somebody like that would.
He'd win a 1A title for sure.
Whoops.
He could win by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? What happened?
What did you do?
I was trying to type in Hard Rock.
Oh, no.
You did not.
You're going to have to take some training. Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention because I was going to say what hard rock bands are.
Did you hit enter?
Down
oh, no.
Muscle memory.
Push it out.
No way.
Like, whoa, okay.
Jesus. I can't believe I wasn't even paying attention because it's...
Oh, my God.
All right, that's the birdhouse for this week. Thank you, Corby.
Leave that page up.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, all of a sudden, all the executives are running to the studio. No. Like, what the hell?
I know. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a picture. It's just, this is what showed up. I mean, just that.
Let me see.
Just like, what? A lot of shots of some it's videos, just, if you want to see those videos. He goes right there. All right, it's 12:31. It's lunchtime with the Invasion.
The Ticket.
All right.
In just a few hours, we will officially kick off Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket stock 2025 at the Plano Event Center. It is free. And for the first 250 P1s through the doors both today and tomorrow, you get a ticket swag bag. Absolutely free. Exclusive ticket merch in there that you can't buy. We've got all sorts of booths, all sorts of sponsors. We've got the great Dirk Nowitzki tonight. And it's going to be a great time. Ticket Time Wasters will be tomorrow night. Barry Switzer will be there tomorrow, along with Larry Brown, Super Bowl MVP. The Marvin Overshown of the Cowboys will be there tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be an awesome time. Always is, as we get to spend some time with the P1s. And as we have our crosstalk with the Invasion, brought to us by Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco, Tylock George Eye Care, they are at the Plano Event Center. This is the pre-game show to get you ready for a ticket stock. Donovan, I'd like to defend you because I think you're partially right here in the great Jeans debate of 2025 that aired during the Birdhouse yesterday. I was listening to this, and I thought you were attacked. I thought the other guys may have been right, but let's hear how this played out yesterday during the Birdhouse. Or
how many days in a row will you wear a pair of jeans?
In a row? None. Yeah. I never wear a pair of jeans 2 days in a row.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you
never
mean?
Happened.
They're made for that.
No, they're not.
They were invented for the Gold Rush people to wear all the time.
I'm on day like six right now.
Yeah.
When did I get these
Saturdays? They're made for them to get a little air from your nasty asses.
That's what
they
the
get
buffer,
the air when I take them off.
That's what the underwear is for. It's a buffer.
Your drawers and your pants rub up against each other when you sit on your ass.
What are you doing? My ass doesn't bleed through underwear into
do.
No, they don't.
You have butt juices.
I don't have
that bleed
anal
through.
Leakage like
depends
you do.
On, just depends on the day.
I will not wear a pair of pants 2 days in a row. That is not in my
You're
DNA.
Out, dude.
How many days in a row did I wear that one pair?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
You said you were doing a once a week wash. So
okay,
no
so that goes on for a while. And I think dudes do this all the time. They will put on a pair of jeans for 5, 6, 7 days straight. But I don't think Donovan is wrong if he has the policy of not doing back-to-back and never wearing pants 2 days in a row. I think you can do both, especially with jeans. I think you can go a ways. I think I usually go a week or at least 5 days or so.
Jeans can go a long time. They're designed to go a long time.
Unless you eat fajitas or something and you
what?
Get fajita pant.
Yeah, I'll wear jeans or action pants 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row. The only time I'll get them out of the rotation, or it's not even a rotation, is if I've spilled something on them.
Yeah.
I really sweat in them, something like that. But yeah, I think I wear pants multiple times in a row.
And Donovan, I think you can hear us now. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
You hear me?
I'm with you. I love you. But I think that would short circuit you if
you
had to wear.
But you are a trash human when it comes to jeans.
No, I was just going to say, I think that would short circuit you if you had to wear jeans
pants?
5 straight days.
Oh, no, I couldn't do it. I don't wear them 2 days in a row. I'm just not wearing the same pants 2 days in a row. But I'm not criticizing anyone who does it except when they yell at me. Other than that,
I felt for you.
What up, bitch?
I don't know about that. I'm just not doing it.
You made me very self-conscious when you made a comment. How many days in a row have you worn those? A couple weeks ago when I was wearing those ones.
So self-conscious that you have the same pants on yesterday.
No. Yeah, those ones, yes. But I got a new pair because of what you said.
So now you're up to two.
Yeah.
You had just one pair of jeans?
One pair of pants.
Oh.
Well, jeans. Yeah, I mean, these are jeans, technically.
Okay.
But yeah.
Pants?
What do you think your record is, Matt?
For straight,
like
wearing
when
them
you
in
said,
a row?
How many times did I wear that one pair of pants?
Well, I got them on Christmas Day, and I wore them every day until my birthday when I got another pair. So that was 6 weeks. And then, I mean, I've done that. I mean, that pair of shorts that I like. I wear the same pair of shorts every day in the summer. That's got to be, how long does that summer last? I don't know.
I think the compromise is at the end of the week, it's
what?
Time to switch out.
I'll never.
Well, Emmett may not do that, but yeah, I think that may be the compromise. 4 or 5 days, and they need a wash.
Yeah, we maybe so.
The underwear is the buffer here.
Again,
Corey's right.
If you're ripping ass and you can smell it in the room, well, what kind of buffer do you have? It's going through your pants because we can smell it.
It's a decent point. And you, I have
you
taken
act like
off,
you're just, it's just not getting any type of wear or funk just because you have some drawers on. How thick are your drawers? You wearing wool drawers?
Yeah,
the breeze can help with that too.
Breeze is not going to help.
No, yeah, no, that's just that's an absolute matters. Hey, you know what? Again, you guys do you.
Yeah.
You will never see me in a pair of pants 2 days in a row. Now, I may not take them off and wash them, but I'm not wearing them 2 days in a row.
Yeah,
that's
fair
not
enough.
In my
well,
DNA.
Wait, what happens during the time if you're not washing them?
Thank you. It's not being worn. It's not on ass.
But it's still dirty.
Yeah, right. But it's all fast.
No, but according to you guys, it's not because you wear them every single day.
No, we're talking about according to your logic.
Right, exactly. Again.
What happens that magically cleanses this thing?
But it's all fast. So I'm with you,
I would rather air mine out than have it on ass every single day.
Bottom.
Yeah,
you can just say wearing them. You don't have to call wearing something on ass.
It's funnier.
Well, it is on ass, and it's on crotch, too. It's on everything.
What's the difference between taking them off at, say, I get home and I take off my jeans at 7 o'clock at night and I don't put them on again until the morning? They're airing out overnight. What's the difference between that and what you do?
It's, again, off ass.
Off ass. I'm with him on that. Yeah.
And it's off ass for a long time. I may not wear another pair of jeans for a couple of weeks. I'm fine. Do you? I don't care as long as I don't smell you. Because if I smell you, I'm going
to
tell you.
No, I know, and I've tried to stop.
That's going to be the compromise.
I've gotten a lot better at that.
I smell, I tell.
Okay, well, there's a round table. There's one round table out there. We'll try to get to the bottom of this.
That needs to be on the text dot.
I smell, I tell.
That needs to be on the text dot sign.
Yeah, I think you need to change your
jeans. If you smell, you tell. And that should be...
if you smell like old fast food, you know it's me. That's what mine smells like.
Gross.
Like if you leave fast food in your car for too long.
That's what the back of your jeans smell like at the end of the week.
Unlimited.
I'm going to smell mine tonight.
I'm getting nauseated.
You know what? You're used to your own smell because you're going to say, oh, everything is okay.
No, you can tell. Like if you fart into the couch and then bend over and smell it in the couch, you can smell it in the couch.
Everyone, please. I mean, please.
See,
you know what I'm talking about?
It's an amazing discussion.
Extra flavor right there. You're like, oh, my, that was a good one. Do you ever do that? Oh, my, oh, my.
No, because I get told, God, really? Now it smells. I go, no, it doesn't. So I'll be, oh, wow.
You know what? There are a couple of times in studio I just let you slide, but you are not really.
That's not true.
Yes, it is
that
true.
That hasn't happened in like 6 months.
That's a lie.
I don't think
that happened the other day.
No, it didn't. That was an accident.
Like you are a married couple.
An accident? What was the accident?
See, you know how sometimes when you lean over, you don't know it's going to happen. It's an accident.
At least
how old are you?
I'm with him there. It happens.
Oh, George.
That stuff happens in here.
That's true, because the air, you don't know.
No, at least you can give a warning after it's
I didn't. Well, okay. All right. No, I got you.
But no, you just rip it and just go about your business like it's nothing. Then all of a sudden I get hit with a Tyson uppercut.
Before we leave ticket stock this weekend, we're going to solve this conversation.
Oh,
we're going to come up with...
Again, I'm in the minority. I know I am. But it's just who I am, man. I can't do it.
This is great because they're out at ticket stock. So this is the perfect way to kick off ticket stock, this conversation.
We're just arguing. Absolutely. Like
a high-level, intelligent conversation.
It's true. Let's carry this over.
Okay,
carry it over. Sounds like a good idea. And we'll see you guys shortly.
All right.